Saddam's Bomb Maker by Khidir Hamza. Copyright 2000 by Khidir Hamza. This unabridged recording of the reading of Saddam's Bomb Maker was published by arrangement with the Gail Ross Literary Agency and was produced in 2002 by Blackstone Audiobooks Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. This book is read by Robert Whitfield. Saddam's Bomb Maker by Khidir Hamza. This book bears a dedication. I dedicate this book to the suffering Iraqi people who have not had a decent break for 800 years. Introduction. I've been wanting to write this story since the day I fled Iraq to warn the West about Saddam Hussein's nuclear bomb. It's taken me 5 years and a lifetime's worth of narrow escapes. Now, finally, I'm putting the words on paper. I am lucky to be alive. No one who has worked closely with Saddam has lived to tell the whole inside story, not just of his clandestine programs to build nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons, but of the horrible man himself and his terrifying palace intrigues. I was there. From 1972, shortly after the regime forced me to return from America, where I had gotten my degrees in theoretical nuclear physics, until my escape in 1994, I worked to build Saddam's bomb. As this frightening story will show, we came all too close to succeeding. And he may well yet. It wasn't the West who stopped him, moreover. It was Saddam's own mistakes. His obsession with acquiring weapons of mass destruction marks him as a man who will accept nothing less than total domination of the Arab world, which he thinks is rightfully his. This is the first inside look at Iraq's weapons programs from their inception in the early 1970s. Hopefully, it will shed new light on Saddam's personal demons and his singularly ruthless style of governing. I have tried to write this book for both general readers and experts. Through the telling of my own personal story, I hope all readers will have a better understanding of the terrors of living inside a totalitarian regime, greater sympathy for the ordinary Iraqis who are forced to endure it, and a renewed appreciation for simple freedoms. Science-minded readers, I hope, will be fascinated by my recounting of how we made the bomb and the role of Iraq's Atomic Energy Commission in the biological weapons program. For those interested in or responsible for U.S. policy toward Iraq, I hope this book will generate better alternatives for dealing with Saddam than have been used to date.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?